Chapter number 71, Mixed Economy. Page number 871. Meaning. We have discussed in the preceding chapters the two economic systems, that is capitalism and socialism. But there is also a third one, the mixed economy. It is neither pure capitalism nor pure socialism, but a mixture of the two. In the system, we find the characteristics both of capitalism and socialism. As P. A. Samuelson observes, within the advanced countries themselves, the scene was drastically changed from the Victorian days of laissez-faire capitalism. Almost unconsciously, undiluted capitalism has been evolving into a mixed economy with both private and public initiative and control. The clock of history sometimes evolves so slowly that its moving hands are never seen to move. In the modern world, what we find mostly are mixed economies. Mixed economy means that it is operated both by private enterprise and public enterprise. That is, private enterprise is not permitted to function freely and uncontrolled through price mechanism. On the other hand, the government intervenes to control and regulate private enterprises in several ways. It has been realized that a free functioning of private enterprise results in several types of evils. For instance, free functioning of private enterprise produces trade cycles, that is, sometimes depression and unemployment, and at other times booms and inflationary situation. Besides, free functioning of private enterprise results in extreme inequalities of income and wealth. Under the laissez-faire policy pursued by the state in the free enterprise economy, the weaker and vulnerable sections of society, as well as the indigenous industries, do not get protection. It is also realized that in the underdeveloped countries like India, economic development cannot be achieved at the desired rate of growth without any active government help and guidance. Hence, the government in such countries actively participates in economic activities in order to minimize the evils of unadulterated capitalism and to accelerate economic growth. That is why most of the capitalistic economies of the world have become mixed economies, because in all economies the economic function of the state have increased. The laissez-faire policy propounded by Adam Smith and other classical economists has been almost altogether abandoned, and the economies even of the USA and the UK have become mixed economies. Page number 872. Eminent American economists like Professor Samuelson and Hansen call the American, English and the French economies as mixed capitalist system or mixed enterprise system because their governments interfere in the working of the economy by controlling and regulating it, and they actively participate in economic activities. Two types. In one type, the means of production are owned by private entrepreneurs, but the government directly controls and regulates the working of the economy through its monetary and fiscal policies. For example, it institutes price control, licensing system, import control, exchange control, control over capital issues, etc. The government does not take over the ownership of the means of production to undertake production itself. Even if it undertakes production directly, it is comparatively very little as compared with the volume of production under the control of private entrepreneurs. That is why such a mixed economy is called mixed capitalist system. It is predominantly capitalistic, and the government only influences its working and growth through appropriate fiscal and monetary policies. It controls and regulates private enterprise so that the evils of free private enterprise and of the price system are avoided and some predetermined objectives are achieved. In such mixed enterprise systems, the government confines its productive activity only to the production of defense equipment and provision of public utility services like water, gas, and electricity and transport facilities. Such a mixed economy is also called mixed capitalism or controlled capitalism. Another type of mixed economy is one in which the government does not merely control and regulate like private enterprise system by means of direct controls and appropriate fiscal and monetary policies, but it also plays a vital role in the actual production of commodities. In such a mixed economy, several basic and strategic industries are owned by the state and their operation and management is in the hands of the government. The remaining industries are owned by private entrepreneurs and they operate and manage them. But the government controls and regulates the private sector through direct controls and appropriate monetary and fiscal policies. The main difference between the mixed economy of this type and of the former type is that in this type of mixed economy, the government controls the means of production in a much larger measure and itself undertakes production. Whereas the first type of mixed economy is biased more towards capitalism, the latter type is biased more towards socialism. The Indian economy is an example of the second type of mixed economy. In the Indian economy, both the public sector and the private sector are in operation. The foundations of mixed economy in India were laid by the Industrial Policy Revolution of 1948, which was modified by the Industrial Policy Revolution of 1956. According to these resolutions, the various industries were divided between the two sectors, that is, the private sector and the public sector. The responsibility for the development of several basic, heavy and strategic industries was assigned to the state and the development of the rest of the industries was left to the private sector. Even the private sector is controlled and influenced by the government of India by means of direct controls or through appropriate fiscal and monetary policies. It is clear from the above that the mixed economy is a mixture of capitalism and socialism. The mixed economy tries to avoid the two extremes of pure capitalism and pure socialism and the evils associated with each. In other words, it strikes a middle path between capitalism and socialism. We have mentioned above that in pure capitalism, only private sector establishes and runs industries and the government does not interfere in any manner. As against this, under pure socialism, all the means of production, that is, industries, agriculture, land, mines, etc., are owned and controlled by the state and the state operates them. In the mixed economy, on the other hand, both private and public sectors operate. Some industries are owned and managed by the state and other industries are owned and managed by the private sector. It is thus clear that in a mixed economy, all industries are not nationalized. Only those industries are nationalized and put under the operation of the public sector, which are very essential for the speedy economic development of the country, but in which the private entrepreneurs are reluctant to invest, because either the return is insufficient or long delayed. Page number 873. In a mixed economy, the sphere of two sectors, that is, the private sector and the public sector, are clearly demarcated, and they combine and cooperate in the work of economic development of the country. As we have said already, the economies of the USA and the UK have also today become mixed economies. But Indian mixed economy is different from them because in the Indian economy, the public sector has been assigned a much more extensive, much more active and more strategic role to play. Main features of mixed economy. Having understood the meaning of mixed economy, we are now in a position to bring out the main features or characteristics of such an economy. It will also be clear from these characteristics how a mixed economy functions. The following are the main characteristics of a mixed economy. 1. Coexistence of the public and private sectors. The chief characteristics of a mixed economy is that in this economy, both public sector and the private sector function together. They coexist. The industries of the country are divided into two parts. In one part are the industries, the responsibility for the development of which is the entrepreneurs to the state, and they are owned and managed by the state. Other industries are left under the authority and control of the private entrepreneurs. The private sector is free to develop them and start new enterprises in this sector. Generally, the basic and heavy industries, the industries concerned with the production of defense equipment, atomic energy, heavy engineering industries, etc., are put in the public sector. On the other hand, the consumer goods industries, small and cottage industries, agriculture, etc., are generally assigned to the private sector. It may be borne in mind that the government does not work against the private sector. On the contrary, the government helps and encourages the private sector by providing them several incentives and facilities so that the industries in the private sector are able to develop properly and make the country's economy efficient and strong. 2. Role of price system and government directives. Another characteristic of mixed economy is that it is operated both by the price system and the government directives. So far as the public sector is concerned, economic decisions relating to production, prices and investment are made by the government or authorities appointed by the government. But the private sector in a mixed economy is operated by price mechanism. In other words, in the industries in the private sector, the decisions regarding investment, production, prices, etc. are made by private entrepreneurs, capitalists and industrialists, with the object of making maximum profits on the basis of the price system. It is clear that in a mixed economy, the allocation of productive resources is partly determined by the price system and partly by the government directives. 3. Government regulation and control and private sector. In a mixed economy, the government adopts necessary measures to regulate and influence the private sector so that it may function in the interests of the nation rather than exclusively in the interests of the private entrepreneurs. For this purpose, it introduces the licensing system, according to which government approval or license is essential for setting up a factory. If the government considers that in a certain industry already there is excessive investment or excess capacity, no new licenses are issued for setting up factories in that industry. Licensing system is the instrument by which the government controls and regulates industrial investment and output. The government also controls and regulates the private sector through appropriate monetary and fiscal policies. For this purpose, the government gives rebates and tax concessions and credit facilities at low and reasonable rates so that the private entrepreneurs are induced to invest in those industrial lines. 4. Consumers' sovereignty protected. In mixed economy, the sovereignty of the consumers is protected. Like socialism, the mixed economy does not put an end to consumers' sovereignty. Page number 874. The consumers are free to buy commodities of their choice, and the private entrepreneurs produce commodities according to the consumers' demands or preferences, although the government can control their prices in public interest so that they can be prevented from rising unduly high. In fact, the aim of price control is to protect the consumers from exploitation by private producers and capitalists. Besides, the government can also ration the commodities in short supply so that the limited available quantities can be fairly distributed. It is clear that in spite of some consumers are free to purchase the goods they like, it is their demand or preferences which guide production in the private sector. 5. Government protection of labor. In a mixed economy, the government protects the weaker sections of the society, especially labor. That is, it saves labor from exploitation by the capitalists. In the developed countries, in the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, the greed and selfishness of the factory owners inflicted untold hardships on male labor, women, and children. Social conscience was roused on seeing the pitiful and miserable working and living conditions of such labor. The government realized its responsibility of protecting labor from exploitation by industrialists and factory owners. Now, several factory acts have been passed to regulate the working conditions of labor. Minimum wages and the working hours have been fixed. Restrictions have been imposed on the employment of small children in factories. Labor is paid compensation for accidents while at work. The government also takes necessary steps to prevent industrial disputes. These things are done even in mixed economies of controlled capitalism type. 6. Reduction of economic inequalities. The government in mixed economies take necessary steps for the reduction of inequalities of income and wealth. Extreme inequalities of income and wealth are socially unjust, politically undesirable, and economically harmful. Extreme inequalities of income reduces social welfare. Income inequality creates inequalities of opportunities for education and training in favor of high-income groups. The extreme inequalities of income creates class distinctions and generate class conflict, which splits the whole society into two warring camps, the rich and the poor, or the haves and the have-nots. The rich exploit the poor. Modern governments try to reduce economic inequalities for promoting social justice and social stability and social welfare, increasing production, and for providing equal opportunities for all. For this purpose, government levies progressive taxation, wealth tax, death duties, gift tax, etc. On the other hand, free education, free medical aid, and old age pensions for the poor, stipends for poor students are some of the remedies adopted for distributing the extra income of the rich among the poor. As a result of the above-mentioned measures, which have been adopted by the governments of different countries like the USA and UK, Norway and Sweden, inequalities of income and wealth have been somewhat reduced. The government of India also has decided to introduce a socialistic pattern of society and, for that purpose, reduce inequalities of income and wealth. This is a major objective of our five-year plans. But so far, the government has not succeeded in achieving this desirable objective. In fact, it is said that in India, economic inequalities have increased instead of decreasing the planning era. The fruits of economic development are concentrating in the hands of a few rich people. Our government is now fully seized of the problem of growing economic inequalities, and it may be hoped that in future strong measures will be adopted for reducing economic inequalities. In this way, it will be fulfilling one of the main purposes of a mixed economy. 7. Control of monopoly. In a mixed economy, the government tries to control and regulate monopolies. A charge against monopolies is that they reduce output and raise prices in order to get maximum profit. The monopolist thus uses his monopoly power to exploit the consumers. He fixes a price which is above the marginal cost of production and in this way reduces consumers' welfare. Such a price-output policy results in misallocation of productive resources of the community. Page number 875. Besides, the excessive profits made by monopolists result in accentuating economic inequalities in the country. Moreover, monopoly creates unemployment by reducing output and thus hampers industrial development. The government tries to control and regulate monopolies in order to remove the above evils and make them function in public interest. It appoints an ad hoc or permanent commission to fix a fair price of the monopolized products. Only a reasonable return is permitted on investments made by monopolists. In other words, a monopolist can earn only a fixed rate of dividend. Also, when the government considers it necessary in public interest, it takes over monopolies and operates them in public interest. Moreover, some governments have passed legislation to prevent the establishment of business combinations which lead to the creation of monopolies. Conclusion. We have studied about that in a mixed economy, public sector and private sector operate side by side. In the public sector, the development of industries is directly under the government. Hence, it is possible to make sure of their operation according to plan and with proper organization. In the private sector, however, there is need for some controls and incentives so that they are also developed according to plan. Example, price controls, influencing them by means of proper investment, licensing of new industries, control over capital issues, control over imports, prevention of concentration of economic power, and creation of monopolies, etc. Critical evaluation of mixed economy. Let us assess briefly the working of the mixed economy system. Although, as we have said above, all capitalistic economies have become more or less mixed economies, yet we do not propose to make a survey of the working of the system elsewhere. We confine ourselves to the assessment of the working of mixed economy in India, for as India is the biggest democracy, it is also the biggest experiment in mixed economy. We may notice two opposite views on the working of mixed economy. One represented by the business community or big business, properly speaking, and the other by the political leaders in the government. These views are usually given expression to in the annual conferences of the chambers of commerce, which are addressed usually by the prime minister and other high government spokesmen. There is usually a wordy warfare between the two. The business leaders are frankly critical of the government and the government spokesmen of the business community. The government charges the business of the community with black marketing, profiteering, and not being patriotic enough to play a proper role in the economy, whereas the business leaders hold the government responsible for inflation, economic stagnation, and for the ills of the economy, and of trying to squeeze out the private sector in a variety of ways. For instance, in the annual meeting of the Associated Chamber of Commerce and Industry held in April 1975, J.R.D. Tata said that mixed economy was dead or dying. He said, "Our economy will continue to stagnate while our population grows, and we shall end up before the turn of the century under dictatorship or in a state of chaos and violence." The Prime Minister, on the other hand, extolled the virtues of the public sector and harped on its achievements. Mr. P. N. Huxer, Deputy Chairman of the Planning Commission, addressing the annual session of the Federation of Indian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, termed Mr. Tata's speech as a funeral oration and said that this oration would be justified if mixed economy was really dead. He said that the problems of the country could not be solved by composing lyrical passages on the death of mixed economy, raising macabre vision of the hold of the communists. He further said that it would be doing an injustice to argue that the concept of mixed economy obtained only abroad and what obtained in India was mixed up economy. These charges and countercharges only blur the true vision of mixed economy. The reality is that despite the present ills of the Indian economy, the marriage of the public and private sectors in Indian economy is merrily going on and doing well. Both sectors are making a valuable contribution to the successful functioning of the Indian economy. As pointed out by Mr. Huxer, the country produced in terms of output 90% of the goods and services through private economy. This bears ample testimony to the vitality and virility of the private sector. Far from being dead, it is alive and kicking. There is little danger of it becoming extinct or being swallowed up by the public sector. While private sector was a part of the national economy, state control is essential in the interest of integrated growth of the economy. Mixed economy in India is a byproduct of the government involvement in the task of economic development of the country. There is no doubt that the government has played a remarkable role in developing infrastructural facilities and setting up big industrial units which have helped the private sector a great deal in its functioning. The fact is that the public sector and the private sector are the two necessary limbs of the economy, and both must be in good health and functioning properly. There should be cordial cooperation between the two. Mixed economy cannot function in a state of cold war. Page number 876. Besides, government regulation is essential to bring about a proper coordination between the two wings of the economy. It may also be borne in mind that mixed economy cannot function in a static framework. It is a dynamic concept, and the proper relationship between the two sectors must go through a continuous evolutionary process to ensure that they do not work at cross purposes. Both sectors must work in the interest of the economy as a whole rather than promote their own selfish interests. That mixed economy, which reflects the callous indifference of the omnipotent bureaucratic machine of the public sector on the one hand, and massive profiteering with unutilized capacities and high prices of the private sector on the other hand, stands totally condemned in the eyes of the people. The amorphous opportunism of the political elite and the greed of the private big business stare us in the face every day. This situation must change so that the economy is restored to full health and soundness. Mixed economy in the context of Indian economy. The industrial policy resolutions passed in 1948 and 1956 gave a concrete shape to the concept of mixed economy. According to the industrial policy resolution of 1948, industries in India were broadly divided into four categories. 1. Exclusive government monopoly. 2. Government controlled sphere. 3. Industries subject to state regulation and control. And 4. The rest of the industrial field, which was to be the sphere of private enterprise under general control of the state. In other words, the whole industrial field was split up into two broad sectors, that is, public sector, which was exclusively reserved for the government, and the private sector, in which private enterprise could operate freely. The Industrial Development and Regulation Act 1951 was the main instrument by which the government controlled and regulated private industrial enterprise, that is, controlled the location, setting up and expansion of private industrial undertakings. Mixed economy in dilemma. Many countries after the Second World War either embraced socialism, or some of them forced, or opted for mixed economy. Some economists are of the opinion that there is no pure capitalism and pure socialism, but nearly all of them to a certain extent is mixed form. The Indian economy after independence opted for a mixed economy concept. It became a very strong economy during the late 70s and early 80s. The Dunkel draft text opened the gates of all developing countries for the entry of MNC and TNC, which announced the slow death of mixed economy. The collapse of GATT, GATT, and a more refined WTO came into existence in 1995, which further wiped out the concept of mixed economy in the world. The mixed economy came into existence with the positive aspects of capitalism and socialism, with the rejection of negative aspects of both the system. Today, mixed economy concept has remained only in the book as that of an academic interest. The rest is controlled by the capitalist economy. Mixed economy concept was very much responsible for the rapid development of the economies of the West. The British, the French, the Swedish economies to a certain extent was dominated by the mixed economy. The infrastructure, including transportation and other activities, were controlled by the government. These facilities were owned and managed successfully with respective governments. Even today in some countries, including India, transportation, education, banking and some other facilities are still owned by the governments, but it is in the process of privatization. Key terms: mixed economy, public sector, private sector, government regulation and control. Questions: 1. What do you understand by mixed economy? Discuss its merits and demerits with reference to Indian conditions. 2. What are the basic features of a mixed economy? Illustrate with reference to India. 3. How does a mixed economy differ from both capitalism and socialism? 4. Discuss the merits and limitations of mixed economy.